It's probably happened that some discipline has been practiced by you, even if just for a day or an hour or a month or a year, and you didn't really realize that you're in a spiritual practice, that you're doing mind discipline. You probably just were responding or feeling something or following your heart, or it felt right, or you knew you had to do it, or it seemed like God called you to it, or whatever. But then understand more clearly, that's a response to a spiritual discipline, to the need to discipline the wandering ego that wants its way. And it, in the end, doesn't get you anywhere. The ego gets satisfied, but you don't. So, I'll say it again, it's no small thing that the rain didn't stop you, that here you are. So now see that many things will be good to understand this way, that they seem small, but they're not. So that you have a sense of your own capabilities and can actually have an eye toward increasing capabilities. Without it, you can't get from here to there. Without success in discipline, whatever that is going to mean for any particular individual, you simply can't go much further. You can go a few steps maybe, but you can't go a lot of steps. So again, I'm telling you this after the fact. I'm telling you that you have disciplined yourself more than likely, more times and more than you know, more than you probably have recognized. You have followed more than likely your deeper intention in some ways that you're not necessarily aware of or noticed, more than the trivial intentions that the whole world and all the normal desires are pulling you toward. So good. Good for you. See, there isn't this huge difference between you and a monk in the Himalayas. There isn't. Any idea you have that that's represents something far away from what your life is, I would encourage you to see through that illusory idea. If you are a sincere spiritual person who wants the spiritual life, you are in your own way a monk. You are in your own way a renunciate. Because you've already, more than most of the people on the planet, renounced the idea that the everyday world, the material level of things, can give you satisfaction. You wouldn't call yourself in any way spiritual or wanting spiritual life or moving on a spiritual path. If you say that about yourself or ever have, you wouldn't in any way say that unless you already were a renunciate in a way that you may not realize. Simply in that way of, I know there's something more. I know that there's something I can find. I know there's something that I can get to or that can get to me that isn't just the ordinary, the everyday, the conventional. I know there's more. That in itself is a kind of a renunciation already, even if you never went further than that. And I have no doubt most of you are far further than that. But you have to see it rightly. You have to see that these are not unimportant things to understand. Why tell yourself that you're somehow caught between the spiritual and the material and you've got to figure it out and